President Bush flies to California today with his signature piece of legislation accomplished. Over the weekend, Congress passed the president's enormous tax cut, ensuring that millions of taxpayers soon will get a tax rebate check in the mail from Uncle Sam. Even so, the president's approval ratings are falling in some polls. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The tax cut gives the president his big victory and includes some things Democrats worked hard for. So why isn't the public responding more enthusiastically?
It's really interesting. There's a Time magazine poll out today that shows that fewer than half of the people surveyed support the tax plan. I think it's because the Democrats have done an effective job in opposing it and getting the word out in their view that the plan is skewed to the rich and doesn't do enough for most Americans. But I think more than that, there's an overall unease. We know that voters are skeptical about tax cuts in general, and that what you're seeing is a concern about the economy, which then just affects everything else. The pollsters find that people say the country is not going in the right direction, and that then gets reflected in the president's approval rating, which is at about 52%, considerably higher than Bill Clinton's was at this time, but considerably lower than George Bush the first. And it's low on a variety of issues as well for the president. So he needs to get some bounce out of this bill.
Most of the activity on the tax bill over the weekend was overshadowed by the shift in power in the Senate. Is there any sense of how that's going to work?
Well, there's a lot of confusion about it because, of course, now with Jeffords as an independent, you've got a 50 Democrats, 49 Republicans, one independent, with Jeffords voting with the Democrats for the leader. So Democrats say this should change the whole committee ratio situation, which has been 50-50. There was an agreement at the beginning of this Congress between the two party leaders of how to organize the Senate. That now completely disappears. And the feelings are running so high in the Senate at the moment that instead of just the two of them sitting down and getting together this time around, they've got a committee organized to try to figure all of it out. Republicans are threatening that they might filibuster any plan on committee organization. So it could be very, very messy. It's also true that Senator Lott, the Republican leader, is giving broad hints that something else could be happening. Another shoe could drop. Perhaps he's got a Democrat he's wooing mightily, something like that. And there were reports over the weekend in the New York Post that Democratic Senator Bob Taricelli of New Jersey could be close to an indictment. So there's still a lot of unsettlement in the Senate.
Well, gee, I thought they'd use this week off to change the nameplates on the doors.
Well, they'll be doing some of that and packing up boxes as staff moves around.
Do you detect any change of emphasis as a result of the Jeffords defection?
Well, the White House, all the stories have come out of the White House in the last few days saying absolutely not. We're going to stay the course. The president was elected with an agenda and we're sticking to that agenda. But that is predictable. There is a sense that that it would show weakness if they said anything else. But I think it's always important in these situations to see what they do. Olympia Snowe, the moderate Republican senator from Maine, reported over the weekend that the president had called her and congratulated her on her work to have refundable child credits. That means child credits going to the poor who don't even pay taxes, keeping that in the tax bill. That was not something the White House was for. So the fact that he called and congratulated her on that does, to me, show a change of emphasis.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.